Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And if you are listening this today, on the day that it comes out, which is Thursday, that means that it is the last day to sign up for Gabrielle Bernstein's Spirit Junkie Masterclass digital course online. And you know, if you listen to Monday's podcast, that this has been a huge course that really helped me to embrace my authentic self, my authentic truth, and get paid for doing what I love. So you guys, if you want to go and check that out, it closes today, and you know what I'm doing. I'm affiliating for her, and I am giving you a free, absolutely free Bliss Project ticket to my 2018 Bliss Project, beginning of March, first weekend in March of next year. And that is a $699 retail value. So if you know that you want to go and you know that you already want to take our course, make sure that you jump on it. If it's calling to you, like it called to me, then it is about to change your life. And then you get a free bliss ticket to meet all of your sisters in person. So you guys, speaking of that, the quickie today is on supporting yourself. And you guys, if you know that you want to start supporting yourself, that is at laurieharder.com/Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y. And you can check that out in the show notes. So you can go to that now or right after this quickie. And like I said, supporting yourself. So in order to feel supported, we first must support ourselves, because it's not going to just show up in our life ever unless we choose to do it first and we really start looking at the ways that we can support ourselves. So I want to read you this quote. It says, "A true relationship is someone who accepts your past, supports your present, loves you, and encourages your future." So if you want to have a beautiful, supportive relationship with yourself, you will accept your past. You will support yourself in the present, and you will love and encourage yourself into the future. So how can you do that? I remember all the time I used to say things like, I don't have friends who are thinking like I am. I don't have friends in this industry. All my friends don't get me. They all still want to drink. They all still want to go out. So this is why I'm stuck doing what I'm doing. This is why every weekend I have such a hard time, is because, you know, Friday rolls around and even though I want to be healthy and be fit and I have these other goals, all of my friends are like this. All my family's like this. And I don't know anyone else doing this. So guess what I would do? I would succumb to what everybody else was doing, because I wasn't quite ready to accept the fact that I was not willing to support myself first. And that's not an easy place to be at when we have to face ourselves head on, right? That quote, wherever you go, there you are, because you have to face yourself. What are you running from? A lot of times I was running from the fact that I was not ready to let go of those short-term pleasures. I wasn't ready to support myself and get out of my own way and step into my fear in order to become the person that I needed to be to reach my goals. So what did I need to do? I had to first support myself. I had to say, okay, the only person who is going to grab my hand and take me to my goals and say, okay, you can't do this anymore, is me. So what did I need to do? I had to figure out what I could do on a Friday or a Thursday, or what could I set as an appointment on Saturday morning so that I would make sure that I wouldn't go out all night, or that I would want to be in bed, or that I would just want to feel really good for Saturday and live in a new and different way, that I would meet people who would start thinking differently. And then once I started doing that and got my health in check, because that was my first priority, I couldn't even think of what I wanted to do because I felt so crappy. So find the most pressing thing that you need. What's the most pressing way that you must support yourself now? If you can't even think of what you want to do or what course you want to join or who you want to have as a mentor or what book you want to read because you can't even stay focused for more than 5 seconds, or you don't even feel good enough to get to the gym, then your first most pressing thing is to support yourself in a way just to feel better, to get more rest, to get more sleep, to eat healthier food, to start looking for people who believe a different way than maybe who you're hanging around right now. And that's not gonna be easy. But the thing is if we don't start choosing to support ourselves, then you have to get really good and comfortable with the idea that you are never going to change. So that's no fun either. That one really sucks too. So for me, it was like I had to fast forward 5 years into the future and say, if I don't change, if I don't face myself, if I don't face my fear, am I okay with waking up in 5 years, still not doing what I want to do, doing the same thing, feeling unfulfilled, feeling suppressed, feeling like I'm not being myself, like I'm not living my authentic truth? Like, what am I suppressing? What am I giving up? What beautiful parts of me that God planted in me as a gift does he want me to show that I'm suppressing and looking up and saying, you know what? Thank you so much for this awesome message that you gave me and this awesome dream. And I'm just not equipped to be able to live it out. I'm sorry. You just didn't give me all of the tools that you gave her or him in order to get this dream out there. And that absolutely is not true, because I want you to really think of that. I want you to look up, or whatever you believe, source, Buddha, God, whatever you believe, and just feel what it feels like to say out loud, I'm sorry, you didn't give me what I needed to live out this message. That's not the truth, and you know it. It's that we must be willing to climb the mountain in order to get the view. So what is your Everest? But who can you grab to climb with, right? Because I'm not going to climb that mountain alone. I'm going to make sure that I support myself and go to the people and go to the places and go to the things and read the books and listen to the podcasts and listen to the songs and get inspired and do that thing, because you cannot die without letting that message out. Yes? Say yes. Say it with me. I dare you. You're in your car, or you're running, or you're on a walk. We're going to look like crazy people. Yes, yes, yes. It is time. It is now. And we can't wait anymore, because you can either choose complete suppression and feeling even worse than you do now, or you can face your fear and you can get the most beautiful blessings that are better than you can ever possibly imagine. Anything that I can possibly tell you, you can live heaven on earth right now, or you can continue to spiral down. Those are the only two options. So let's support ourselves. I want you to go home or think of right now, what is a way that you need to support yourself right now? And you have to schedule it into your calendar, because I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but I can take one look at your calendar and tell you if you're going to be successful. So if someone said, you know, I'm going to use this as an example because I'm playing guitar. If someone said, I want to learn guitar, but I looked at the calendar and they never had a guitar lesson in there any time that they were going to sit down and learn it, do you think they're going to learn it? Hell no. So you're going to go to your calendar and you're going to time block times that you absolutely are going to do this thing to support yourself. So whether it's once a week for 30 minutes, or whether it is three times a week for 20 minutes, whatever it is, be realistic, start even smaller than you think, try it for a week, then do it the next week and schedule. So that when I look at your calendar, I can say, hey, yeah, you got this. Like, you're supporting yourself every single week. I see it in your calendar. It's planned. You're following through. This is amazing, right? So plan it. If you miss something, forgive yourself, get back to planning, fail faster, right? Fail faster for better success. So it's also about that relationship with failure. Failure rocks, you guys. You can't do anything without it. It's just that you've been focusing more on the failure than you have on the blessing. So when you start focusing on the blessing instead of the failure, that's when you don't mind failing, because the blessing's on the other side. But we have to remember that. So you guys, thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me that you share this podcast. I'm obsessed with seeing you guys share it on Insta stories with your friends. I love when you tag me. I love when you upload it. That's the only way that I can get epic guests on this podcast. And you guys, you know that I would love to get people like Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo. So I need you to share it. I need you to rate and review it. So if you love this podcast and you want more incredible guests, I would love if you would get off of this podcast, or right after you would get off of this podcast, if you'd go onto your computer and you would pull up your iTunes account and you would subscribe, give me a 5-star rating and a review. That would be so beautiful. And if you could share it on Facebook as well. I know it's a big ask, but I love talking to you guys and I would love to continue talking to you and bring on incredible guests, but you're the only way I'm going to do that is if these ratings and reviews keep on going. So please, please, please do me the favor. And I so appreciate you. And until next time, I am like spunky tonight. Earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real.
My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton. And it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.